Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm not even gonna swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast. Not bad, considering we haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, so this is our first one for about a month now, isn't it?
Yeah, life's kind of kicked me in the ass a little bit, so I do apologise for everyone. I've kind of had to take a little bit of a step back for a while.
I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure everyone's stopped crying at home now.
I'm sure they've been absolutely fine.
Yeah, I'm sure they've not missed a single.
But obviously, I lost my lovely little dog. I've had my other half been in a road accident. And then the other day, just when you don't think life can get any shitter, somebody broke into my car. So that's it. I've had my three things now.
Who was you in a past life? Surely a serial killer.
Seriously, like, this is it, isn't it?
You've pissed off someone, haven't you?
I've really upset somebody. Or that's it now, and I'm going to win the lottery next week and have myself a great time.
Yeah, it'll all be back to normal. I'll be back to normal. So, we've not spoke for a while. Have you bought anything horror?
I kind of had to, didn't I, really? Because life's been a bit shit. I needed to cheer myself up a little bit. I bought myself a massive quad poster of A Nightmare on Elm Street, which I'm going to get signed by Heather Langenkamp, if that's how you pronounce her name correctly, in October.
October, November time, isn't it?
Yeah, oh God, I'm going. I can't even remember when I'm going.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'll be going. I've sold some stuff in the last week or so. I think I'm geared up for ordering some autographs.
You better be going. You better. I'm not going on my own. Billy No Mates in the corner.
I had to last year.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't mind. It's just nice to have company, isn't it?
Yeah, it is if you're stuck in a queue for 4.5 hours trying to fucking Matthew Lillard.
I can guarantee I'd get stuck next to a complete psychopath as well who just kept talking to me. Can guarantee it. Oh, the weirdest one there. So yeah, I bought that. I have bought myself the 1978 Trick or Treat Studios Michael Myers mask, finally.
Oh, nice. Classic. It's quite hard to get that one, isn't it?
It is a big one. I'm going to get that signed as well. And weirdly, this is before I did treat myself to these little horror stuff. I was kind of in a weird phase where I just bought these two things from Tesco's, and I bought myself a pair of cactuses, and when I got home I realized they reminded me of Chucky and Tiffany, so they are kind of horror related because I have named them Chucky and Tiffany. And if you saw these cactuses, I swear to God, you would know which one was which.
Really?
Yeah, one's got like long blondish hair.
Oh well, there you go. You need to post a picture of that up.
I will do. My cactuses, aka Tiffany and Chucky. How about you though? Have you been spending any spundolies?
Well, the reason I brought it up, I had a quick look in my room, then I thought, oh, God, we'll talk about what we've bought. And I've bought stuff from superhero films and Lego.
Please don't tell me. I know. You don't love horror.
Well, it's your fault because we've not been doing the podcast.
my fault.
At the moment, I've got in front of me a big box of Lego, a Star Wars Lego, and Jurassic Park. And I think, oh my God, what?
I've never asked you your age. Are you 5?
Exactly. But it's funny because I never really liked Lego as a kid. I don't know if you did. I never really got it.
I mean, even though I was a girl, I had Lego. But it was really basic back then. It was just like red bricks, green bricks, yellow bricks. That was it. But nowadays, you can build whole metropolises and cities and characters.
I mean, I do have a movie room. It's not so much a horror movie. Not so much a horror room, man. Yours is just horror, isn't it?
Well, I say it's just horror. I have got little elements of like throwback 80s stuff, like from Labyrinth and films like
that.
But predominantly horror.
Yes.
And Gremlins, if you count Gremlins as horror.
I think so. But with mine, it's more of a movie room. And if you go in the Lego shop, it's like, there's a set from Home Alone. There's a Home Alone house. I don't know if you've seen that.
You can get the Home Alone house in Lego.
Yeah. It's got everything in it. It's got the two burglars and all the traps.
Mate, what am I doing with my life? I need to get in line.
definitely. But you know, there's a sad feeling when you sat upstairs on your own when your wife's at home. You do Lego. you start to question your life.
You're like,
Yeah, you start to think, oh, what am I? What the fuck am I?
Or is your wife questioning her life choices?
I'm sure she must have done at least several times. But yeah. It's not good.
No. You have fun with your Lego, but I think you should post photos of it when you finished it.
All smiling with a hat and and little shorts like a mate.
No, but the thing is, with Lego, it's a form of crafting, isn't it? You know, you're creating something. It's no different to me sitting there with some clay.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it.
But then you look at the little figures and you go, oh my God, I'm fucking 40.
And you look at the ages 5+ on the side of the box.
Actually, that's where you're wrong, because in front of me is a Star Wars, I see, and it's 18+.
Is it really?
And it's not pornographic. They've got the tits out.
Where's it got 18 from then?
I think it's because it's hard to build, but yeah. So that's what I keep telling people. Yeah. It says 18+.
Love it. I love it.
As I'm molding little R2D2 me on.
Oh, well, my other half, obviously, he's completely laid up at the minute. He can't walk very well.
Yeah.
So he started doing the same thing. He's building little motorbikes.
Oh,
like
cool.
Little mini, you know, the little like kind of Airfix.
Yeah.
Models. So he's doing that at the moment. So I keep. So all the times he's made fun of my little dollies and stuff, I'm like, your little toy car's okay.
Yeah. I brought it up to with someone at work the other day, thinking they're not going to judge me. And they clearly were judging me.
Clearly.
Tell them how to look on the face.
You see them scooting away every time they see you now.
Yeah. Not good, is it?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Right, I found an article online. I don't know if you can help me with this one. So it's 8 arguments horror fans will always have.
Okay.
So I thought,
We'll have a little argue.
So there's eight little questions here. We probably will agree on all 8, really, to be honest.
Probably.
So let's look at the first question. What is scarier, slow zombies or fast zombies?
100% fast zombies.
Yeah, it's a new thing, fast zombies, isn't it? I always remember the old zombie films, they were slow, and I always used to think, I can outrun you.
Exactly.
I'll be all right.
And then came along 28 days later.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, shit, here we go then.
Yeah, it is. It's that film that you just mentioned, 28 days later, that they thought,
They got a sprint on, didn't they? They got their Reeboks on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, they've all been training.
Yeah.
Right, question 2. Let's have a look. Tension versus shock.
Oh.
So you think of tension, it's like Alfred Hitchcock's films, is it Psycho, or the shock factor is...
Kind of in your
Hostel
face.
Hostel and Saw, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, kind of like in your face graphic violence or something and blood, that'd be like shock. I'd go for tension,
I think I'm more of a tension gen. I hate film, and as a horror fan, I hate films with loads of blood in it.
I'm a massive, sometimes. Oh, to be honest, I'm a massive, massive Saw fan, and I am going to make you rewatch that one day. So,
oh no,
put your seatbelt on, mate.
Yeah, I'm more of a tension guy.
Yeah,
here's an easy one. I already know your answer to this one. Is it Freddy Krueger or Jason Voorhees?
Oh, please, Freddy all the way.
I was never a Jason fan, you know.
I do respect him as a character. I think the films kind of let him down for me.
I like the character more than I do the films.
Yeah, I want to take that character away, because the whole, you know, Freddy versus Jason I loved it because that character was epic.
Yeah.
Take him out of that kind of, yeah.
But if you think of Jason films, there's not a Jason film which is like Nightmare on Elm Street 3, is there? That you think is a classic film.
A cult classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not for me. But
no, I think that's an easy one, isn't
it? I mean, I do have figures of the character in that because I do actually love the character. He has got a place in my horror movie.
Oh, yeah, but... he's a classic character. Mm. For sure, yeah. John Carpenter versus Wes Craven.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, John Carpenter's done a hell of a lot, hasn't he?
Oh, that's really, that is Sophie's choice. That's a really, really hard one. I think my inner 5-year-old child wants to go Wes Craven.
Yeah.
But as I've grown up, I've seen a lot of John Carpenter, which have kind of, oh God, I don't know.
I have a lot of John Carpenter I've watched recently, actually.
Yeah, as I've got older, I've watched him, but I did.
Oh, I'm going to be ripped. I'm going to be Switzerland here and sit on the fence.
I'm going to sit on the fence with you. I'm sorry. I can't. Yeah, it's too hard.
I love Scream. I love Nightmare on Elm Street. But then I love Halloween.
Yeah,
I love The Thing.
I can't decide. I'm sorry. Staying on the fence on that one. I refuse to answer.
No, I refuse to. We might lose whatever listeners we've got left.
Yeah.
Horror films that are filmed on a camera, so like a Blair Witch and that.
Mm.
Are they still good?
Yeah, yeah, I still enjoy them. I think, you know, they've kind of changed format a bit. You had Host, which is done over like a webcam.
Yeah, I was going to say it started to get a little bit dry, but then Host really brought it back, didn't it?
I loved Host, mate. Yeah. But I think I enjoyed it so much because my other half was so terrified watching it. I was kind of like more enjoying that than the film.
yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So good.
Is a PG horror film any good?
That's a PG horror film?
That's a strange question.
Is there any examples of a PG horror film?
Gremlins, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the Blumhouse films seem to have gone down to 12 PG, haven't they?
I suppose it's just less of the blood and gore, isn't it? It's less of all that... there's no chainsaws cutting through people's torsos or anything like that. It's all kind of like cute little gremlins.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. I mean, I'm a massive Gremlins fan, so yeah.
Yeah, they work.
They work. Bit of light relief from chainsaws.
It's a good discussion. So, a remake. Does a remake ruin the original?
No.
No, I agree on that.
I think you can watch it, say it's crap and put it to one side. I'm sorry, I'm going to use Nightmare on Elm Street as an example.
Yeah.
It's not ruined the franchise for me. I've just kind of put it in the sin bin and I don't want to watch it again.
It doesn't exist, does it?
No, it doesn't exist. What remake? What are you on about?
Yeah, yeah. The only one that's worked is Evil Dead. But I still cast that aside.
It traumatized me, that remake.
Yeah, yeah. It, bloody, wasn't it? But then I don't count that in the same franchise as the Evil Dead trilogy. It's a separate film again.
Yes, separate.
Even though it was good and, yeah.
But then sometimes they do hit the nail on the head. You know, there's been certain... I'm trying to think now off the top of my head of a remake that I've absolutely loved.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. Well, there's not a lot. Evil Dead was good, you know.
I like the Child's Play film, but it was nowhere near, not even a touch on the original.
The character
it was all
didn't
right.
Do it for me at all.
No, but it was a decent film on its own. But it's not.
But it's got to be something special, hasn't it? If you can do the remake.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is a debate we could have for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And the last question: who is the greatest Scream Queen?
Oh, Scream Queen for me. I am, even though, oh God, Jesus Christ.
Christ was never a Scream Queen.
It's
got to be, hasn't it?
It's got to be. I do love Heather Langenkamp because obviously I grew up with her and that, but if I had to, I've picked Heather before, you know. I think I'm very back and forth with these two.
I think because of the brand new film, the brand new Halloween films, Jamie Lee again has come out on front, hasn't
she? I mean,
she's
iconic. She's covered so many decades and she's still rocking it. Yeah, it's got to be her, isn't it?
I know the recent films, but you've got to include the characters from Scream as well.
Yeah.
Tony Cox and Neve Campbell.
Yeah, but they're not the Scream. They're not up there with her.
Yeah.
They're not.
It's not Jamie Lee. I think Jamie Lee, for playing a character for 40 years.
Oh, I know, exactly.
Yeah, no fair play to her.
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, I enjoyed that. So,
that was
so
fun.
That was an article on Let's Get the Website Right, so we need to credit them. Blend Cinema.
Fair play.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for that. It was good little combo.
Okay, should we start with our new film?
Yeah, let's do it.
Our last podcast was about 4 years ago, so it's now 4 years old. It's Let the Wrong One In.
To take over this city.
Ah, look, here comes the bride.
What exactly happened?
Well, I was at a party and some board had a go on me neck.
Wait a second, you've been bitten on the neck. You're allergic to sunlight. And you don't like the garlic fries. I think you're torn.
That's my only clean shirt.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Right, so this one come from nowhere, didn't it?
I'd never heard of it before, mate. And you said, right, we're going to watch it. And I remember I sat there going, right, I'm going to watch the new film. I think I messaged you and said, what's it called again? Can't remember it. Oh, my God. What a treat.
Yeah, so it follows a young supermarket worker called Matt, who is a nice guy, isn't he?
He's just a nice lad. Yeah.
It's your typical Irish lad.
Yeah.
So he discovers that his older brother has turned into a vampire.
Yeah, as you do.
So he's faced with a little bit of a problem. Will he risk his own life to help his sibling?
Yeah.
Or will he stab him before he spreads the infection further? Yeah, it reminds... Just Irish comedy is great. I think it did show that Irish people are thick, and they're really not. But mm-hmm. It's the stereotype they're in a lot of films, a lot of sitcoms. But it worked. Well written.
It was hilarious. I kind of got that a vibe of Shaun of the Dead / Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Kind of like mingled together. But yeah. Definitely there was a lot of Shaun of the Dead influence there, I think.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it was quite similar to Shaun of the Dead. But yeah, I loved the humour. So, so funny.
It was so... But do you know what I loved as well? It was just so in-your-face graphically disgusting. And that's probably where the Evil Dead, you know, comes in. You know, there's blood and things all over the place. But it's funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, the characters. Oh, my God.
So cute. He turned into a vampire. So he's trying to learn how to fly. But all the effects at the end where he does fly are so shit.
Where he's flying
as a bat. But that just made it even funnier.
It kind of like fitted, I think, with the humour of the film, didn't it? I think if it was trying to be a serious horror, we'd have just gone, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But it kind of worked.
People really need to try and seek this one out. It's I'd never heard of it. I bought Empire. Remember Empire? Did you buy Empire? Yeah. I bought it for years and years, and it was like a special on horror, so I bought it.
Oh,
and he mentioned this one, okay. So I thought, right, okay, we'll check this one out. It was great, really
absolutely
good.
Honestly, like I think this could be a future cult classic if people get behind it and watch it.
Yeah,
they just need to seek it out.
It's just not advertised anywhere, is it?
Yeah, but I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't think it was on at the cinema, unless it was on the cinema in Ireland, maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell it's an independent film. The only guy I recognised was the guy they tied up in the shed.
Oh, Anthony Head.
Yes.
Henry.
I forget what he's been in, but he's been in loads of British stuff, hasn't he?
Well, he was the original vampire slayer in Buffy.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Of course he was. There you go.
What a great recasting for him. Do you want to be a vampire slayer? Yeah, okay. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
This will be easy.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Buffy?
I did. Yeah. I like Buffy. Yeah, it was always on after the news, wasn't it?
Aged so badly. It's just too cheesy for me now. I can't cope with it.
I know a lot of people love it, though.
Oh, yeah. I suppose it is a cult classic, isn't it? But yeah, Anthony Head. I'm sure he was on something like a British advert or something years ago in the 80s.
Yeah, He's been in loads. There's a programme out in America at the moment about a coach, a football coach called Ted Lasso. Have you heard of Ted Lasso?
No, I've
He's
not.
In that. He's in that. Really, really good programme.
Mm.
God, I'm really going away from horror, aren't I?
Yeah,
Ted Lasso Lego.
Yeah, you need to get back into horror's lane.
I don't only watch horror, folks.
Shame.
So, yeah, there's not a lot to say about this one other than you really need to go and try and find it.
Really do. I mean, it's gory, it's in your face, it's brilliant, it's funny. I did sit there for the first minute going, what the fuck is this that he's making me watch?
Yeah.
And then literally after the next minute, I was sucked in.
I have an habit. I wonder who picks the strangest film. Is it me or you?
I think it's you, without a doubt.
Do you reckon?
Psycho Goreman. I mean, you like the bizarre humor, I think.
Yeah, I think I might pick the strangest, but you have an habit of picking just shit.
Shit.
Not shit, but yeah. Just...
Oh, God, yeah, I do.
I think what you do is you look on Netflix and go, oh, that's new, without looking at the reviews.
Well, that's it. Well, yeah, no, I don't, to be honest. I don't, because I think we're reviewing them, so let's give it a bash.
Yeah, we can. It's our job, isn't it? But yeah, yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I'd even watch it again, which is rare for our new films.
Completely rare. And I said this to myself when I was watching it. I was like, I'm definitely going to be watching this again.
Yeah, yeah.
What a treat.
Fair play. So how are we going to score it?
Did you see the IMDb score?
I didn't know. I would imagine it's quite high because it's not a lot of people would have watched it.
Yeah, it's not. It's 5.5.
That's all right.
It's not bad for horror, though, is it?
Okay for horror.
It's kind of bad for... But it's too low for...
Yeah, yeah.
What it should be, because it is a little gem. I am going to go quite high, actually. I'm going to go 8.1. I absolutely loved it.
Do you know, that's weird. That's the exact figure I've wrote down here.
Is 8.1. It? Well, yeah, yeah. It is meant to be, isn't it?
It is an 8.1 film.
Definitely an 8.1 film. Brilliant.
Excellent.
Go watch it, people.
Yeah. Right. Should we do our... I was going to say Hall of Fame, then. I
oh,
am
God,
out of practice.
Yeah, that's been a while.
Yeah. Jump up, get down. Come dance me down now. We're moving our body to the ABCs. Dance nearby. Wow. Dance far away. Now clap your hands to the letter of the day. Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, 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 clap. What's the letter? 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 The letter of the day. The alphabet. So last time was I.
Yes, it was.
Have you looked at the results?
No, I've been a good girl.
Excellent.
Not so. I can't even remember what I bloody picked now.
So in last place was I Know What You Did Last Summer with 14%.
That's fair.
Rightly
enough,
so.
Bit,
well done, everyone.
Shit. Yeah, well done, guys.
You do the right thing there. Third place was Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 19%.
Okay.
Second, Insidious, 21%.
Yeah.
And It, 46%.
Rightly so. Rightly
you chose
so.
Right, folks. You
I think
well.
That's complete right order.
Yeah, in the right order, yeah.
We like perfect. That. We like that.
Okay, would you like to go first for Jay?
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, Jay, there's some bangers here, mate.
There is. Right, so I thought, right, it's Jay this week. Oh, we're going to struggle here. But then I had a think for 5 minutes and go, actually, no.
Literally what I
There's
did.
Some good stuff.
I had a quick Google and all these kind of names popped up and I was like, oh, God, this is going to be hard. I mean, I've literally listed four and I believe they are the four that should be here. So you need to help me with this and I'm going to be really angry if you don't. But, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the big one. Number one. No, Jaws.
Oh my God! Do you know what?
Please
it's
don't tell me you forgot
down.
About Jaws.
No, I did forget about Jaws. you don't think of it as a horror, but it 100% is a horror
it's
film.
100% terrifying. So therefore, it's horror.
That's really put me off guard, though.
Has it knocked you off?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm glad you've picked it though, because imagine if we didn't.
I'd love it. I've got a big Jaws poster in my horror room, and I'd love to get it signed one day, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know
if...
That big fish.
That big fish.
Big
that
fish.
Big scurdy fish.
Big fish.
I got a Jaws rug
You sent me a photo.
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome.
I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Right. What do I go for then? I'm going to go for Jason Voorhees.
Got to, haven't you?
Yeah, we spoke about him earlier.
Yep.
I was not really a fan, but he does deserve to be in a horror hall of fame or a horror A to Z, doesn't he?
He's Jason.
I
kind of always see those three as like the holy horror trinity. So you've got Michael, Jason and Freddy. I mean, they should be best mates in real life. They should hang out together and have a pint and play some pool.
They have got a group on WhatsApp, haven't they?
They definitely have. Oh,
I killed this one fucker today.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah. LOL.
Brilliant.
Can you imagine the memes they put in that group?
The selfies.
Yeah.
I want to be in that group.
Yeah. I'm picturing a comedy now. Needs to be made. Right, okay.
Okay, my number two, one of my favourite horrors, one of my favourite horror characters out of my favourite ever horror film, and that is the one and only Jack Torrance.
Brill?
He's got to do it with that, you know, with the axe and the Here's Johnny and the...
Oh my God, I am out of practice.
Red jacket.
I've not wrote him down as well.
What?
I know. But I've
Who
wrote
are
some...
you? Where is Andrew?
How many have you wrote down?
Four.
Right, okay.
I wrote four down. Jason Voorhees was actually one. I've got one more left, but obviously I'm at turns now.
So like I said, when we were putting this together, I thought, we're going to struggle here.
Yeah.
But is this the greatest thing in the A to Z? Is it the greatest letter? It could be.
It could well be, you know.
All right, so I've got a choice of three here that I've wrote down. Okay. I have got Jigsaw.
Oh, God, yeah. I wrote Jigsaw down.
There you go.
What
I have got...
I am.
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
And the concept Jump Scares.
Oh, okay. Concept's a good one.
I'm going to go Jigsaw.
I think you made the right choice. Do you know who I had written down was Jeepers Creepers?
Right, okay.
But no. Fuck Jeepers Creepers.
So you forgot Jigsaw as well?
Yeah, I did. But I think Jigsaw is better than Jeepers Creepers for the list.
Yeah. Definitely.
Good choice.
Lovely. Right. Have you got any news?
I do.
Okay, would you like to go first?
Yes, I do. I just refer to my scrawlings. Weirdly, this is kind of related to the character Jack Torrance that I... picked for our A to Z.
Yeah.
And did you see the news that the axe from Stanley Kubrick's The Shining has just gone up in auction and sold to a mega fan?
I didn't know.
And I'm a little bit jealous.
How much did it go for? About a few hundred quid?
Go on, have a guess.
£85. No, £25,000.
In pounds?
Yeah, I'm a close.
In dollars, it went for $175,000, which equates to £141,000.
Yeah, I was going to say about 100. Wow.
About that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's gone to a fan. Apparently, there was a bidding war between 12 fans of the film. And
I came second.
Did you come second?
140 I went for. That bastard beat me. It's the same fella from the auction we went to a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. But it's gone up in price because the last time it went up for auction, it was a mere £49,000.
Wow.
So it's kind of rocketed in price. But it's not actually an axe. I didn't realise this. It's made of foam and resin.
Right.
So it's very lightweight. And this guy's probably got one of the most iconic horror props ever on his wall. The rich bastard.
£140,000. If only you've got that hanging around.
Oh, I'd bought it.
Wow. Bloody hell.
I know. So I'm a bit jealous, a bit pissed off. But yeah.
Imagine having that in your room.
Maybe he's listening to our horror podcast. He's obviously a big fan.
Yeah.
In which case, I will send you my address and send it to you.
Yeah. I'll have half. If you cut it in half.
Yeah, I'll just have a little snippet of the side of it. A bit of the blade.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's right. My news.
Brilliant. I am really jealous about that one, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
So, there's plans in place for an Omen prequel.
Oh, really?
You saw this? Yeah. Wow. So, the prequel is... They've been going on about it for years, and it's going to be out next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the films?
I
kind of am. I've lost kind of track with them over the years. There were some that I watched when I was a bit younger.
Yeah.
I've kind of put them on a back burner, but I feel like I need to rewatch them at some point.
I'm sure we will at some point, but
I think we will.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
I think they're quite good. I don't know how a prequel would work.
A prequel, no.
He's a little boy in the first one, isn't he?
Well, yeah,
a baby.
He's born,
so, like,
isn't he?
Are we going to see the conceptions? I don't know.
You say that, see the devil coming up and getting down and dirty with her.
Yeah,
I don't.
Imagine that for an hour and a half.
That would definitely not be a PG rating, would it?
No, no. But, yeah, there you go. So The Omen's coming back. I think everything's coming back apart from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, well, come on, guys. Sort it out. Sort it shit out.
It's getting ridiculous, isn't it?
I think it might still happen. I believe.
It's getting a bit long now, isn't it? Since the last one, I don't know.
Yeah, might be it, mate. That might be it.
That might be it.
Mm.
Okay, our classic film.
Yeah.
Psycho 2.
Madam, please sit down. This matter is being represented by the district attorney.
Norman was not convicted of murder. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity.
Don't you realize they're going to release a homicidal maniac?
I'll ask you to sit down, Mrs. Loomis.
It's all too obvious. Our courts protect the criminals, not their victims.
Norman Bates is judged, restored to sanity, and is ordered released forthwith.
It's 22 years later.
Right, so I picked this one because a couple of months ago we watched Exorcist 3 and we both enjoyed it, didn't we?
Oh, it was, still is, has a little place in my heart, that film. What a banger.
So a lot of people really like this one. I think we did a thing a couple of months ago, didn't we, where people asked us questions and I think a couple of people said, have you seen Psycho 2? What do you mean Psycho 2?
Yeah,
and I rewatched it again after that question and... Yeah, it holds up, doesn't it?
I mean, I remember saying, I think I said,
Are you not a fan?
Not going that way at all. I think I remember saying that I can't remember if I watched this or not.
Yeah.
And actually, as I started to watch, I was like, I don't think I have actually watched this.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of a confession there. I think that was probably the first time I've watched it.
Yeah.
But... actually holds its own, and I actually really enjoyed it.
So,
I mean, was it 22 years later?
Yeah, it was 83, wasn't it? 1983. Yeah. Anthony Perkins is back in the lead role.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still as innocent and he's nice as the first one, isn't he?
You
wouldn't put him down as a psycho at all.
Not at all. I mean, I remember we discussed the first one and his portrayal of that character who's so soft-natured and nice and friendly, but then you can see this, like, sinister side. And he's still, 22 years later, he's still got it.
Yeah, yeah.
He really has.
Yeah. So I don't think it made a lot of money. It got slated at the time, but it seems to be a common thing about horror films in the 80s.
Yeah.
They get slated and then years later...
Of course.
So he's working in a cafe now, isn't he?
Yeah, with young Mary.
Mary. Do you know who the actress is who plays Mary?
It's Meg Tilly, which is Jennifer Tilly's sister.
That's correct, yeah.
I was blown away because I was kind of reading up a little bit about it just to get a bit of background knowledge on it. And when I heard that, I was like, what a great fact.
And you can tell, can't you?
I couldn't.
I suppose it's not in your mind.
That's it. I watched it. Absolutely. The whole film, watched it. No idea. And at the end. And obviously, Tiffany is one of my favourite characters. So that was a cool little factoid.
Apparently, they absolutely hated each other on set, though.
I heard a rumor.
They didn't actually speak.
Which I don't know who upset who. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but I did read there was a lot of tension, and she didn't actually enjoy making the film very much at all.
No.
And I believe she didn't go to the premiere either.
Right, okay.
Kind of like, yeah, done with that.
I mean, he's an interesting fella, Anthony Perkins. I don't know if you've read much about him.
Not really, no.
So he had a wife, but I think he died of HIV.
Oh, really?
I'm really sorry to bring it down, but yeah.
Bring the mood down, mate.
He had a secret lover. He was with a bloke for many, many years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he died 1990, I think it was.
Oh, bloody hell, that's sad.
Yeah, so in this film, he's out of prison now. He's released from his mental institution.
Yeah.
He seems okay, doesn't he?
Yeah, he seems quite with it.
Until
getting his life together.
Yeah, until people try and frame him.
Yeah.
People who really don't want him around and opening the hotel again. And
I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's the best thing for his psyche is to go back to the original hotel.
Yeah,
not the best move.
No.
Don't think that'd be allowed nowadays.
But how good was it to see the hotel again? And it is the original hotel.
It is. So I was doing a little bit of reading as well. So they've got the original props there. You know, the iconic owl that's in the office.
Yeah.
They got that. That's the original one. It's the original Raven. But apparently they got hold of the original shower head from Psycho to use in this film, and somebody nicked it.
Oh.
So they couldn't use it. So somebody, some asshole somewhere, has a very valuable shower.
It's one of them. He can't put it up for auction, though, can he? Because they'll know it's in. Whoever's took it.
So what's he done? Screwed it into his shower head and gone, looks up at it and goes, well, that's probably worth like quite a few £1,000.
Yeah, but how cool would it be to have the shower head in your shower?
That would be pretty cool. But quite sad that it's lost forever, I think.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, again, I loved it. Really good.
And it was nice to kind of see it in colour, see the house in colour and see the, you know, I like that. It was really, really cleverly done.
And Anthony Perkins is brilliant, isn't he?
He's so good, isn't he? Really, really is. I mean, he will forever be that character, I think.
Yeah.
But who's going to moan about that? I mean, what a great character to be.
Yeah. Lovely. I think all the sequels in Psycho are quite good, actually.
Yeah, I think I need to watch more now.
Yeah, there's a
That's
part
kind
three.
Of give me a little bit of a taster.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the twist at the end. I thought the ending was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Loved it. And you actually got to see his real life son in the reflection. When he has his mother speaks to him for the first time and you see that kid's reflection in the door.
Yeah.
That's actually his real life son.
Oh, cool.
Which I thought was quite cute.
Yeah, lovely.
That's a little factoid.
So it is indeed a classic. I know people have been asking us to review it and really, really good.
Yeah, I can't really pick much fault with it.
I think it was always hard, wasn't it? Because obviously it's not Hitchcock.
It's not. I mean,
but it has the feel. It has the tension.
I think they stayed true to the original as well. I don't think they deviated too far away from it and tried to be all trendy and hip and whatever. You know, they respected the original.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a favourite film of Tarantino. I think Tarantino often talks about it.
Oh, does he? Fair play.
Yeah. It's his favourite horror film. He certainly does. How are we scoring this one?
Oh, it is quite hard to score. I can't remember what
it's not as good as the original. Well, yeah.
Oh, I think I was like 9 points somewhere with the original.
I think we did go in the nines for the original.
Definitely.
At some point, I will get all the scores up again. We do need to look at our scores.
Yeah, I forget them.
I know, yeah. We must have done about 100 films now.
Oh, God, completely. Oh, God, I don't know. Andrew, help me.
You want me to go first?
Please, yes, please.
I'm going to go 8.1 again.
Are you?
Yeah. It's not a 9, but...
It's not, but it is a great film. Fuck it, 8.1. Let's have an 8.1 episode. That's the name of this episode.
Should we title the episode 8.1?
Just 8.1.
I reckon we should. Brilliant. So Psycho 2?
Yeah, love it. Right.
I believe it's your pick for next week.
It is my pick. And hopefully, as you mentioned earlier, it won't be one of my normal shit ones.
Just insulted Emma there.
Massively. Would you like my old or new first?
Always new.
Always new. Okay. I have actually, I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched this one already. I originally was going to, when we were going to do the podcast a couple of weeks ago, I was going to use then. I'm still going to use it because I think it's such an interesting film. And that's the Netflix.
I didn't hear a word of that, Emma. Sorry.
Did you not?
No,
you
no.
Now?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. What's how strange? Okay, basically,
it's telling
Netflix,
you not to pick it.
It's going, don't do it, don't do it. It's shit. It is. Choose or Die. Have you heard of it?
I have, but I don't know a lot about it.
Okay, so can you remember in the 80s when you had, I don't know, I had a Commodore 64, for instance, yeah. And you had those games where you had to type what you were doing?
Yes.
So you go, I go into the cave, pick up the sledgehammer whatever.
Yeah. So basically, I had one of those.
Young lad finds one of these old 80s retro games, and there's an unclaimed pot for £100,000, and he plays the game to try to win the money that's never been claimed. And there is a little cameo appearance from one Robert Englund.
I believe so. So do you know what? I'm sold on that. That's a great concept for a film.
I've watched it. I'm not going to give too much away, but I really, really think, you need to watch this one.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm picking it.
Did you enjoy it then, yeah?
I did enjoy it, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I might put that on now while I'm doing Lego.
Do it with
God,
your Lego.
God, that's the worst sentence ever.
Please send me photos of your Lego. You've got to give it a week. I'll be like sending you photos of my Lego packs.
Jesus Christ. What have
Nothing
I become?
Wrong. Anyway. Don't be ashamed. Okay, classic film. Oh, do you know what? This doesn't feel like this is an old film when I say the year 2002. But that 2002? Is kind of a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
2002
yeah.
film. You'll know the reason why I'm picking this film, because we might get to meet the cast in October, and it's the classic werewolf British film, Dog Soldiers.
Yeah, so I did see that. So the three guys that are in it are all coming to this convention, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's through the cast and the director. I'm not quite sure. Don't quote me on that. I believe so. I am going to buy a fuck-off great big quad poster and take that into
the sign. Are you going for it? Are you a fan?
I am a fan of the film, so I am going to get it signed. I'm quite excited.
I've seen it, but I can't remember it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that again.
It's a great film, mate. And it's one of those I actually can watch with my partner. He thinks it's great as well, which is a bit weird because he hates horror. So, yeah.
Werewolf. British as well, isn't it? There's something about a British horror film. I do like a good British
horror
film.
Werewolves, soldiers, you've got it all going on. Have yourself a great time and please rewatch it.
Is there any Lego in it?
Yes, loads.
I'm in. Lovely. In. Right, okay.
Excellent.
Right, looking forward to watching them too. Yeah, and we'll see you all next week.
Talk to you again next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.